Even as North Korea escalates its nuclear weapons and missile testing program, the nation is approaching its worst famine in 16 years. A new report by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization has raised alarm about a spring drought which could slash food production 30% this year. The food gap could be filled by increased imports or additional humanitarian aid, but neighbors, including South Korea, are hesitant to offer aid to Pyongyang since the government has violated international sanctions over its ongoing nuclear weapons development. Despite these sanctions, the North's economy has grown in recent years, and the hardline regime is in a better position to purchase food supplies. A state-run news outlet recently urged North Koreans to grow more food to overcome what it called barbaric international sanctions. In the mid-1990s, North Korea was devastated by a famine which killed an estimated 2 million people. At the time, children under 2 years of age became acutely malnourished. Today, Kim Jong-un's regime spends more heavily on its military than other nations. According to the State Department, nearly a quarter of the economy is dedicated to spending on the armed forces and conducting weapons research, far more than other big spenders like Oman, Saudi Arabia, and South Sudan. After months of threats to send federal officials to Chicago to suppress a wave of gun violence, the Trump administration has deployed 20 agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to combat the city's high murder rate. The Guardian newspaper reports that a federal gun task force for Chicago has been in the works since last fall. Acting U.S. Attorney Joel Levin called the new task force a multifaceted, cooperative effort between state and local officials. The new gun task force is expected to provide technical services such as a mobile ballistics lab for identifying and linking firearms to specific crimes. In 2016, more than 750 people were killed in Chicago, and during the campaign, Trump singled out the city as totally out of control. Yet, many of Chicago's community activists remain skeptical that the ATF task force can reduce the high murder rate. Instead, they say, federal funds would be better spent on reaching out to young people and supporting community programs aimed at deterring individuals from committing violence in the first place. Pastor Corey Brooks, who runs Project Hood, a nonprofit group in Chicago's South Side that offers training for youths looking for a way out of gang life, maintains that the new gun task force will incarcerate more people, but it definitely is not going to bring down the numbers of murders. A decade after the U.S. financial meltdown, California's housing prices are skyrocketing with monthly rents of $3,000 to $4,000 for a two-bedroom apartment in San Francisco ever more common. The statewide housing crisis has generated growing pressure on California's political leaders to create more affordable housing in a state where home ownership rates have fallen to a 70-year low. Housing investors have flooded into the Bay Area to purchase homes that can profitably be rented out. Airbnb, the online housing rental website, has exacerbated the problem where tenants are willing to pay ever higher rents, knowing that they can sublet their apartments to tourists willing to pay exorbitant daily rates. San Francisco has estimated that there are over 8,000 apartments in the city being listed on Airbnb, many of them without required permits and licenses. In response to spiking rents, tenants are organizing across the state to confront the powerful real estate lobby, strengthen rent control laws, and push for expanded just cause eviction regulations so that landlords cannot arbitrarily jack up rents. Activists are also lobbying local community boards to mandate that developers set aside a significant percentage of affordable housing as a condition to issue new construction permits. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Anna Manzo.